Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I thank the Lord that you're able to join me this week. This is Christmas week, and I just thank the Lord that you've taken time in your schedule to be with me. And for today and tomorrow, I would like, with the Lord's help, to look at a psalm, a beautiful psalm, one of my favorites, Psalm 40. And let me just share the first five verses. I don't know about you, but this really describes what God has done for me. I waited patiently for the Lord, and He inclined unto me and heard my cry. He brought me up also out of an horrible pit, out of the miry clay, and set my feet upon a rock and established my goings. And He hath put a new song in my mouth, even praise unto our God. Many shall see it and fear, and shall trust in the Lord. Blessed is that man that maketh the Lord his trust, and respecteth not the proud, nor such as turn aside to lies. Many, O Lord my God, are thy wonderful works which thou hast done, and thy thoughts which are to usward. They cannot be reckoned up in order unto thee. If I would declare and speak of them, they are more than can be numbered. Amen and amen. Well, what I would like to do is to just share some thoughts on the message of Christ. And there are some beautiful and profound expressions of the Lord's ministry, His character, as well as the ramifications for us. But if I would ask you a question right now, why did Christ come? How would you answer that? That's a very valid question, and some that the unsaved might ask. Well, some might say, well, He came to bring salvation to sinners. He came to restore man to fellowship with God. He came to proclaim the kingdom of God. And of course, all those answers are correct. But there's so much in this particular psalm, and we're going to be looking at the other verses, that might well have been spoken by the Lord Himself. And there's no question that the Holy Spirit, whose job is to reveal Christ, rested upon David mightily when he wrote, when he penned those prophetic words to describe our Lord and Savior. Now, let me just start again now reading at verse 6. Sacrifice and offering thou didst not desire, mine ears hast thou opened, burnt offering and sin offering hast thou not required. Then said I, lo, I come, in the volume of the book it is written of me, I delight to do thy will, O my God, yea, thy law is within my heart. And in verse 9, the word says, and let us hear this as the Lord Jesus speaking, I have preached righteousness in the great congregation. Lo, I have not refrained my lips. O Lord, thou knowest. So what we'd like, first of all, to do is look at the aspects of Christ's ministry. And He proclaimed the righteousness of God. We just shared that in verse 9. I have preached righteousness in the great congregation. Now, surely He did that in the synagogues when He walked the face of the earth. Wherever He went, He preached the righteousness of God. But He is still preaching righteousness today through His anointed fivefold ministry servants, through the Word of God. God's righteousness, His law, His will, His mind is being proclaimed. The law and the prophets witness to the righteousness of God, but only Jesus can impart it to all those who would believe. Romans 3:21-22 says, "But now the righteousness of God without the law is manifested, being witnessed by the law and the prophets, even the righteousness of God, which is by faith of Jesus Christ unto all and upon all them that believe." Now let's look at verse 10. Again, hearing this as if Jesus were speaking, "I have not hid thy righteousness within my heart. I have declared thy faithfulness and thy salvation. I have not concealed thy loving kindness and thy truth from the great congregation." I have declared thy faithfulness. Oh Lord, great, great is thy faithfulness. Isn't that right? Every miracle that Christ performed, every prayer that he uttered was a declaration of the faithfulness of his Father to his Son and to his Word. Jesus walked by faith, and he received from God his Father all that he needed, and thereby proved for us and for all those who saw him the very faithfulness of his God. Verse 10 says, "I have not hid thy righteousness within my heart. I have declared thy faithfulness and thy salvation. I have not concealed thy loving kindness and thy truth from the great congregation." Here we see that he not only declared his faithfulness in verse 10, he declared the salvation of God. Salvation through the grace of God was the central theme of Jesus' ministry. In Hebrews 2:3, the word declares, "How shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation, which at the first began to be spoken by the Lord and was confirmed unto us by them that heard him?" And then, of course, also in verse 10, we hear about the loving kindness of God. Jesus, or the Holy Spirit, says, "I have not concealed thy loving kindness." Praise God. God is love, and his love and his kindness had a new unveiling in the gift of his Son, Jesus. The Lord never concealed the fact that he was the expression of the loving kindness of the Father to a perishing world. And there's so much in that verse 10. He says further in the concluding phrase of that verse, "I have not concealed thy loving kindness and thy truth." In fact, you know, what one might say of the entire ministry of Jesus, while all the things we shared earlier are correct, what did he say? When he stood before Pilate, he declared why he came, and that is to bear witness to the truth. Pilate, of course, responded, "What is truth?" "Thy word, O Lord, is truth." That's what the scriptures tell us. And for those that are seeking reality, I know when I was unsaved, that was the first prayer I ever prayed. I said, "God, if you're real, make yourself real to me." Men and women and children today, they want reality. They want truth. And only the Lord can bring us into that understanding. So many are looking for answers in all the wrong places. Whether it's through the satisfaction and fulfillment of the lust of the flesh, through alcohol or drugs or relationships or material things, all the things that the world thinks would bring happiness, satisfaction, fulfillment. Those that are the wealthiest, sometimes they, if they are honest and they bear their hearts, they find that there's very little satisfaction. There's very little that brings them the real joy and understanding for the purpose and reason of life. But only through God and his mercy, as he draws us to him, and the Holy Spirit is being poured out upon all flesh, that all those who hear the voice of the Father calling will come to him. If you've accepted Jesus, praise God, you heard that call. Whether you were a young person, a child, or whether you were up in years, you heard the voice of the Master calling, and you, as the prodigal son, came home to receive of his goodness. Praise God. Well, we, beloved, have this same message to deliver. We've looked at the aspects of Jesus' ministry, and now let's take some time to look at the very aspects of Jesus' character. In verse 6, as I shared, what does the scripture say? It says, "Mine ear hast thou open." When the slave had his ear bored, it was a token of entire submission to his master's will. In Exodus 21 and 6, we understand that's what was done if someone wanted to stay with his loved master. And so we see here the father bored the ear of his son, and he was not rebellious, nor did he turn back. Look at what Isaiah, the 50th chapter, verses 4 and 5 declare. The Lord God hath given me the tongue of the learned, that I should know how to speak a word in season to him that is weary. He awakeneth morning by morning. He awakeneth mine ear to hear the learned, to hear as the learned. The Lord God hath opened mine ear. I was not rebellious, neither turned away back. This describes the Lord, does it not? The opened ear was used to denote the entire devotion of Jesus to do his Father's will. And in Jesus, of course, was the surrendered life. Verse 6 and 7 declares, "Sacrifice and offering thou didst not desire, mine ears hast thou opened. Burnt offering and sin offering hast thou not required. Then said I, lo, I come. In the volume of the book it is written of me, I delight to do thy will, O my God." Burnt offering and sin offering hast thou not required. When there were no more sacrifices required at the hands of the Jewish priesthood, then Christ came. He came not to offer sacrifices for sin, but to give himself an offering unto God. His life was yielded unto his Father for the purposes of redemption. Well, my time has just flown by, and with the Lord's help, we'll continue and conclude on tomorrow's broadcast. So much was manifest in the ministry of Jesus. I thank you so much for joining me today. I invite you to tune in tomorrow at the same time. The announcer will give you our contact information. If you have prayer needs, take just a moment in this busy season to jot them down, and I'll pray with you and send back whatever the Lord gives for your blessing and encouragement. I love you. Thank you for joining me. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours is my prayer.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code, or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho, 83606, or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless. Oh,